So, it is the 30th of November, 2011, and this afternoon I'm talking to Alec Wilson, his sister Doreen Whiting, formerly Doreen Wilson, and also to May Clark. And they're going to be sharing their recollections of life in Spalding over the preceding decades, just as a way of putting context around what was going on in and around the Chainbridge Forge. So my thanks to all participants for agreeing to talk to me. And if we can just start with you, Alec. How long have you lived in and around Spalding?
65 years. All my life.
All your life. And Doreen?
All my life.
Okay. And May?
Not all my life, because I worked away for about 20 or 30 years. But I'm back again now.
Okay. Thank you very much. And really what I want to start by talking about is really what were your earliest memories, if I can put it like that. What were your earliest memories of growing up? If I can start with you, Doreen.
Well, I think my earliest memories is when my mother used to take me shopping in a pram. I don't know how old I was, but I can remember pushing me in a pram across the road to Woolworths, as it was then.
Woolworths, okay. And can you remember many cars about at that time?
Well, no, I don't think I was the age where I would notice cars then.
Okay. Okay. And when did you start going to school?
When I was five.
Okay. And I know it's a very indelicate question to ask a lady. What's your age?
I'm 74.
74. You don't look it. when would you have actually started school? Can you remember what year that would have been?
It would be 1942.
So that was really in the middle of the Second World War.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And what can you remember about the school?
I can remember having to go into the air raid shelter. That was the worst thing. When the Sahara went, we used to dash in this cold concrete, sit on cold concrete.
And what did you feel about that? Did you? Was
well,
it scary?
We were terrified.
Okay. And were there ever any air raids that you can remember, or were they just drills?
There was an air raid, but I can't remember what year it was. It was when Ascoffy got bombed and Pennington's shop.
Yes. And can you remember looking at the damage, or was it something you steered well clear of?
No, we saw the... We used to go after going to town to Pennington's, and it was known as Pennington's bomb site, and there was a big hole in the ground, and in Ascoffy they bombed the birds and animals there.
Yes.
And I can't remember what year it was. I might be able to find out for you.
Yeah.
I think it was that afternoon that it was bombed. We was in the front, in our front room, waiting for to have tea. Mm-hmm. Mills had got tea already. Mm-hmm. These bombs dropped. And all the our ceiling fell down.
Right.
Onto the tea table, so the tea was damaged.
So your mother wasn't best pleased?
I don't know, I can't remember. I think she was more frightened than anything else. I know we ran upstairs, and I've often told my grandchildren this, and they laugh at me.
Yeah.
Because I saw the bombs, actually, saw the three bombs coming. I could draw a picture like that. Coming out of the airplane, and those are the ones I think that landed on Ascoffy.
Well, yes, yes. And apart from, I mean, obviously that was very serious, but what other changes can you remember about the war? Things like rationing or any other sort of effect that it had on your life, if any?
Well, I think when you're younger, you don't notice it affects your life, really, do you? I mean, I know my mother, I was, you know, I had rationing. Yes. Sweets were rationing, clothes was rationing, you had to have coupons for everything.
And I'm right in saying rationing on sweets, for example, didn't end until the early mid-50s?
I think I was still at school, so it would be the 50s. Because when I come home from school one day, my mother said to me, you can go up the shop and get some sweets, you don't need your coupons. and I wouldn't go. I was too frightened to go because I'd always gone, like we had to the shops, and I said, no, I can't do it, you know, because I was so used, I knew I'd got to have the curtains.
Yes. And in relation to the Chainbridge Forge, what can you remember about the forge when you were very young?
I can remember watching Mr. Dodd shoe the horses.
And which Mr. Dodd would that be?
That would be Jeff's father.
So, I think his name was Banks Dodd, but people used to call him Jim. So I'm told. the nickname, but certainly...
That ties up, because I thought, there you say Jim, that rings a bell. But you did tell me it was named Banks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because there were, in my recollection, there were three generations of Dodds that worked there. There was G.R. Dodd, who was the grandfather, who bought the forge in 1898. His son, Banks Dodd, who I'm told by his son often used to go by the name of Jim.
That's the one I would want.
And we've got Jeff Dodd, who thankfully is still with us today, and who carried on the business until it closed in the last part of the last century. So you remember him shoeing horses?
Yes.
And were there lots of horses about at that time?
Well, I can't really remember. I know we used to watch Mr. Dodd's swing the chain bridge round, as it was known, but its proper name is Albert Bridge.
Yes, okay.
But we used to, when we went to school, he'd swing the bridge over.
Yes.
To let the barges through.
Yes.
And we, as children, wanted him to swing it across before we went across, so we could be late for school and watch the barges, but he wouldn't do that.
Okay. And if I can turn to you, May, if that's okay. Again, I'm going to ask a very indelicate question. May I ask your age, please?
73.
Again, you certainly don't look 73. So, you were born in the Spalding area. Whereabouts in Spalding?
Albion Street.
Oh, right. So,
which
right
is
in the
almost center. Opposite the forge on the other side of the river.
Yes. And what are your earliest memories?
A few about school, and then the war. I think the war ones are the most vivid, the memories that I have of the war.
And following on from what Dorian has said, can you remember the air raids? Can you remember that sort of thing happening?
Yes. One thing that's always stayed in my memory is the material on the windows.
Yes.
It was a patterned material. I can't remember what it was called. And I can remember that being torn off.
Yes.
When the war was over.
Okay.
I can remember the blast wall in front of the back door, which was simply a brick wall right in front of the back door, so you had to turn right or left to get out. And one occasion in particular, when the siren went, my father would often go out, and on this particular occasion I was pushed under the big strong kitchen table with the dog and the eiderdown, and I can remember voices outside very low, and it was my father talking to Mr. Hodson next door. There was a zinc fence between them, and it was a matter of, how many did you count, Lou? Ah, yeah, and they're ours, aren't they? Yes. Oh, well, we'll see how many come back, shall we? And then they came, and then later on the siren would go again. They'd go out, and it would be a matter of, how many have you counted, Lou? I'd say, yeah, that's what happened. We've lost one, haven't we? We've lost one. And then it would be, hang on, look, oh, there he is, look. And the sound of joy when they saw the last one. Oh, that's the hanger-on, yes. He's all there back then. And that's lived in my memory ever since.
Okay.
The joy.
That's a lovely memory.
They were all back, safe.
Yes.
And they knew from the sound of the planes whether they were German or whether I could never tell, but they didn't ever go out when they were German because of the light and so on.
I see.
But
I see.
Those were sort of the conversations between them. Incredible, that was.
And can you remember rationing, or can you remember there being shortages?
Yes, not all that much. I can remember my father bringing home the first bananas, and the look on his face when I tasted one. Oh, he said, "You'll love these." And obviously he'd taken a lot of trouble to get hold of this hand of bananas. "You'll like these." And I took one, and he showed me how to unpeel it. And I put it in my mouth and I said, "Oh, I don't like this." And the sad look...
He was crestfallen,
oh,
almost.
Oh, he was so sad, yes. And I said, "Oh, well, wait a minute. And I scraped the bit on the outside, because to me it was slimy inside. But on the outside it was great. So, and Mum said, "Oh, you'll like it. You'll like it when you get used to it." But I've always remembered the look on his face again. That, oh dear.
And as far as school was concerned, can you remember a lot about your lessons or your teachers?
Yeah, I can remember most of the names and the, yes, and the vision of them.
And did they all used to live locally, your teachers? Or?
I think so, yes.
Yes.
One, we had a headmaster, and one of his sisters taught in the school. Mm-hmm. It was Mr. Sid Andrews.
And which school is this, I beg your pardon?
The parish church.
I see.
Which was down Church Street, opposite
I see.
The church.
Yes. Yes. And what sort of, what was the curriculum like? I mean, what were they teaching you? Was it very similar to today, or what are your recollections there?
I don't know much about the primary teaching now, but it was very broad. And ones that I can remember, and again I link it up with what I eventually became, I remember the nature classes collecting loads of coloured leaves.
Yes.
And then identifying them and drawing them and all sorts of things like that. Now they would use those leaves to do scientific things with them.
Yes.
But I do remember those very well.
And do you remember the Chainbridge Forge? Do you remember the Dodds and them working?
Oh,
what
yes.
recollections do you have there?
I have, like Doreen, seeing the horses there. Two or one. It was usually one or two in just enough room for them in that side piece. Sometimes one waiting outside. Big horses, not slender racing things, but big working horses, weren't they?
Mm.
And Mr. Dodd, in his long leather, I don't know what you call it,
like a
apron.
Jerkin almost, yes.
A big apron at the bottom, and with the horse's foot on his knee.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, okay. And were they considered... local personalities is probably the wrong phrase, but were they local people that people knew that's what they did, they were part of Spalding life?
The Dodds's?
Yes.
Oh yes. Yes, I think they were, well, everyone knew them as Mr. Banks Dodds. And I know I was at school with Jeff's sister, Pat.
Yes.
And then there was another brother another youngster, but he went to Rhodesia, I believe. I didn't know him at all, but I did know Jeff and Pat.
Yes, okay. And if I can turn to you, Alec, again, not such a delicate question, because you're a man. You're younger, anyway. Can I ask your age?
65.
So, what are your earliest memories of Spalding? You've said you've lived here all your life. What are your earliest memories?
Well, I was born at 28 Willow Walk, where I stayed until I got married.
Yes.
And the thing I can always remember is all of us children playing together with big skipping ropes across the road.
Okay.
And I can remember putting the main sewage pipe into the pumping station down the bottom.
Right.
Because they came back one morning and they lost about 15 foot of pipe.
Okay.
With the silt underground, it just washed it all away.
I see. And you attended Westlow Street School as the same as Doreen?
Yeah.
And what do you remember about school life?
school life. It was all reading, writing, arithmetic.
Okay. So very structured.
Very structured.
And can you remember it being quite a harsh environment? Was that with the discipline or?
Well, there's no discipline, but you knew your boundaries, yes. And you just stuck to them.
Right. Very often, my father always used to say that if you got in trouble at school, you got a thick ear there, and then when you came home and told your parents about it, you got another thick ear as well.
Well, most people would have done, but I'm afraid I didn't get that.
Okay.
I managed to miss all that.
And what are your first recollections of Chambridge Forge and the Dodds family?
I should say it would be when I was about 7 or 8 years old.
Okay.
We'd make the soap boxes out of planks of wood and pram wheels.
Yes.
And the axles was prone to break with us running into something. And
okay.
We'd all remember that we'd go there and think it was marvellous that Mr. Dodds could mend this bit of metal somewhere.
Yeah.
And it was usually magic how he did it to us. And they always used to leave it till the next day.
Yes.
And he would never charge us, but he used to go into the ship album drinking with my father.
Yes.
And he used to say, take him a bar of chocolate, that's all he wants. So that was his payment for mending our axles.
Okay, that's good. And as far as your recollections are concerned, what sort of local personalities, what people do you remember being around and about at that time? Lots of people remember there was Mr. So-and-so who lived here, or, you know, you'd always used to see so-and-so walking around town. What do you remember from those years?
So well, opposite us, there used to be a fairly big orchard, which belonged to Hodson's, if I remember right. And obviously we used to find a gap in the hedge and go and find eating apples and help ourselves to.
Yeah.
And then coming further up the road, so the top end of Willow Walk onto back on the Commercial Road. I remember the Cross Brothers, which used to go singing in the pubs, and
yes.
They used to be known as the Albrights.
Okay.
And the younger one, whose proper name was Simon, he was a bit of a card magician.
Yeah.
And he reversed his name to make it Nomis. And he used to go into the picture house and do these card tricks in the interval.
Right. Okay.
That used to be fun. and the cross brothers. Well, I think all of them.
Yes.
Used to work on the old dust carts with the,
yes.
With the sides slid down.
Yes. Okay.
And that was their job. So night time they sang for the beer.
And do you remember the bakery that was just along Willow Walk?
Oh yes. Remember, used to go there and get the, if I remember right, he used to do little loaves.
Yes.
And we used to go and take one of those and go into up to the chip shop, which is right next to the forge.
Yes.
And we'd get a chips with bread roll and go you down the street eating them.
Okay.
And if you was a bit short of cash, you also go around and collect all the newspapers you could and take those back to the fish shop.
Yes.
Which the fish and chips would always be wrapped in newspaper them days.
Yes.
And you used to get a bag full of the what we call the scraps, which were the oddments of batter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were really lucky, you'd get 4 or 5 chips put on top, and that was free.
Okay. And we're talking about the 1940s, the 1950s, I would say, mm-hmm. in that sort of area. How was shopping different in those days? So these days we're used to, you know, you go and perhaps take the car to Tesco or to Sainsbury's or wherever and you do the weekly shop. How was shopping different in those days?
Very different.
It was.
You went into a shop and you had personal service.
Okay.
And the grocer used to come round and bring your deliver your groceries. The baker used to come and deliver your bread. And the butcher used to come and deliver your meat.
Okay.
And the milk lady used to come with her
yeah.
churn of milk.
Oh.
That's, I think, before the 40s, but churn of milk with a ladle. And you went to the door with your basin or your jug. And you had, I don't know if it was a pint or what it was, 2 ladles or 3 ladles. And I remember that.
Oh.
Wow.
I can't remember that.
Mm.
I remember them coming
yes,
round in the van, bringing
yes.
the milk in the bottles.
And would you have shopped most days, or would you you know, these days people do like a weekly shop or whatever. Would you have shopped more frequently or?
Tuesdays
and Saturdays. And what about, that leads me on to sort of housework in general, if you like. What was life? We probably didn't have the labour-saving devices that we've got now. Were there specific tasks that were done on certain days?
Yeah, well, there was.
Yes.
Washing was Monday with everybody.
And down Osier Road.
Osier Road would be covered with washing lines right the way across. All everybody's washing, hanging out, and no roundsman ever came down on a Monday. Because if anybody really wanted something, they'd walk down, because it was too much trouble to take all the washing lines down.
Okay.
And the wives didn't like it.
Right.
No. Well, everyone had got a small yard. There was nowhere to hang your washing.
No.
So everyone put it out. Well, it's as known as Osier Road now, which was a back way to where they walked.
Right. Okay. So. And as far as appliances were concerned, excuse my ignorance, but in this sort of period, would you have had refrigerators or anything like that?
No. It would be what they used to call the safe.
Okay.
Not a money safe.
No.
It was a wooden, like a wooden box with a hinge lid on the front, and it had some wire to let the air in, and you kept your things in there.
Yeah, my grandmother used to have one, and she used to have a larder, and I always remember a big slab of marble that was, in the height of summer, was very cold to the touch.
Oh, we didn't have one of those, but I remember my grandmother having one.
Okay.
Did you have one?
No, we didn't, but Auntie Flo did.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you had to be very careful that things didn't go off.
You couldn't keep them long like you do now. You've got to get something and sort of eat it within a few days, don't you? Or cook it.
And if we could just talk briefly about diet. So, we're used to convenience foods and pretty much having fruit and vegetables from wherever it is all the year round. What would you have generally had for breakfast?
We used to have cornflakes.
Cereal.
Mine was cornflakes or porridge.
Okay.
Cornflakes, I can't really remember.
Okay.
Weetabix was about as well.
And would you have taken the main meal in the middle of the day? Or
We did.
Well, my mum and I did when I was at school.
Yes.
But my father was out all day, so he had his in the evening.
I see.
Well, we had ours in midday because my father worked as a builder locally.
Yes.
And he came home for his midday lunch, as they call it now.
Yeah.
And then we just had a normal tea at night.
That was, if I remember right, 12:30 on the dot, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he only had an hour, so he'd got to get his dinner and get back.
And what sort of, was it meat and two veg, or what sort of,
there
every
was, time.
Every time?
Yes, variety of meat.
Definitely.
Yes. Well, we had a Sunday joint, which didn't seem very big at the time, but we used to have it for Sunday lunch, cooked like with meat and, with vegetables rather, and then it was cold on Monday. And then the next day it was probably minced up and made into a cottage pie or shepherd's pie, whichever you like to call it.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Fridays was always fish.
Okay.
I can remember. And Saturdays was always sausages. Mm. But there always had to be 3 or 4 left over, because my breakfast and my dad used to have it in bed, and it'd be sausage and gravy with big chunks of bread in it.
Fair enough.
That was Sunday breakfast.
And tea was a lot lighter. What sort of things would you have had for your evening meal or tea or whatever you would call it?
You would have like a salad, jelly and blancmange, or prunes.
Was that Sunday, wasn't it?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches, but always some fruit.
Okay. So quite a balanced diet.
Quite I think as far as possible, yeah.
Well, it was plain, but it was balanced, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And what were, if I can sort of ask you in turn, starting with you, Doreen, what were the treats that you looked forward to What was your idea of, oh yeah, I'm glad we've got that tonight, or glad we're going to have that today?
I don't know, really. The only thing I do remember, which I did like, it's, I wouldn't say, well, I suppose it was a treat. We used to sit by the fire and toast the bread beside the fire, and we thought that was a nice treat.
Okay.
On Saturday, this was Saturday tea time.
Okay. May?
I can't think of anything special, but thinking about the toast, I used to like the pikelets.
Okay.
And that was done on the long fork in front of the fire. At the weekends, usually.
Okay. And you must have a favourite, Alec.
Definitely.
What's that?
Sundays.
Sundays.
Sunday was nearly always a tin of salmon with salad, followed by either blancmange, and if you're very lucky, ice cream or jelly, which was nearly always a Sunday. I can also remember that as a Sunday.
Very good. Very good. And you mentioned about delivery vans and, them delivering food and so on. Can you remember it being very busy in and around Spalding? Was there a lot of traffic, or was it a different sort of traffic?
I can't remember being a lot of traffic, because there wasn't the cars about.
Okay.
Not when we were younger, was there?
No, I can remember traffic becoming more popular, as it were, throughout my school life. I used to cycle to school. My mother used to take me originally, but then when I went to the secondary school, I cycled.
Yes.
And by the time I left school, it was becoming quite busy on the roads and not easy cycling over a high bridge and places like that.
Okay. And as far as developments were concerned, when I've been speaking with Jeff Dodds, he's mentioning that after the Second World War especially, that you've really got a lot of development in and around Spalding after the war. So things didn't change very much in the interwar period, but then after the war, things used to increase. So for example, the use of horses had pretty much phased out by the 1950s. Mm. And so therefore they weren't having horses shot, and it was becoming more mechanised. What sort of developments can you remember from when you were at school? Roads being built, or this being changed, or that being changed?
St Paul's Estate being built. Do you remember that? Because that was all fields, where St Paul's Estate is now.
And for those who don't know Spalding, whereabouts is that in Spalding?
Willow Walk.
It's beyond
Albert Street.
East of it, isn't it?
Yes.
To the east of the forge.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I was trying to
gauge
the position of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So much has changed. So there being lots of housing built.
Oh, yes.
And can you remember other things? So perhaps businesses going by the wayside, or other ones springing up, that sort of thing?
All I can remember is that when the St Paul's Estate was built, they had nice concrete roads, and ours was still a dirt track, literally a dirt track. Mm. And Albert Street was, which the potholes was in there, was about 6 inches deep.
Yeah.
And, and obviously in winter it was water all over. But I can remember the one, our road, it used to be up to our house, there was virtually no holes in it, because all the ramble that Dad got from the builders, he used to drop it in the holes, and the man who worked at the top got the ashes from the furnace or the fire, and he levelled it over the top, so we got a nice level road up to our house.
My mother used to put ashes out. Mm. All the people lower down the road would put their ashes out, and therefore we had a relatively good road, didn't we?
Mm. Right.
As well, Albert Street was up. The people down Albert Street did not do anything to get rid of the holes, and they got bigger and bigger, didn't they?
My mother used to put ashes out too, in there,
because
it was terrible riding on your bike, because I remember falling off because of the potholes. They were really deep, and you had to ride your bike zigzag to miss
Were the main roads?
No, this was a dirt track down, which is now called Osier Road.
And that was prevalent, that was the usual way of doing things on a lot of the side streets, or was that most roads.
Well, they were called unadopted streets, weren't they?
Yes.
And because they made that up in 1964,
right,
just before I got married. Because I think it was July and August they were doing it. And I said to the builder at the time, I do hope you're going to have this road done before I go to church to get married. And I was getting married on the 12th of September, and he said, well, if we haven't got the road done, I'll take you to church in a dumper. But I didn't go to church in a dumper, he got it finished
good,
in time.
Good, good, I'm pleased to hear it.
But the strange thing is, Osier Road was a dirt track, Albert Street was, but Willow Walk, we used to skate up Willow Walk.
Yes,
yeah. That was a...
It was all concrete,
know,
wasn't it? Well, well it would be. It would
tarmac.
Be tarmac, then, I suppose.
We used to skate up there.
It was smooth, anyway, wasn't it?
And
don't forget, the Willow Walk is only about 4 foot wide, foot six wide. And there's just a sort of cut off right at the bottom that goes into Albert Street, all that was only about 4 foot wide, but that's always been tarmac, and the top end of Willow Walk that leads up to the blacksmith shop, that was always tarmac as well.
Yes. I wonder when, though. Mm. I wonder when.
And people often talk about, you know, when they were growing up, I can certainly believe this, summers seemed longer and they seemed hotter. And winters seemed colder and there was always snow.
Yes.
Excuse me. Probably never the case. But what are your recollections about the seasons, especially being in and around Spalding, it being a big farming area? Can you remember certain winters that were particularly harsh or summers that were particularly lovely?
Well, yes, we knew the seasons. We knew if it was summer, it was hot. If it was autumn, it got cooler. If it's a winter, it was freezing cold. And then in the spring, it started getting warmer.
Yes.
You had got the separate seasons.
Yes.
And I think it was I forget the date now. There was a very bad winter. I can't remember. Was it 1947?
Yes. That's
winter.
That's 46, 47,
winter.
Yes.
Yes.
There being sort of icebergs off East Anglia and the whole country, it seemed, ground to a halt for 3 or 4 months. And people started running out of coal. Because presumably there was no central heating.
No.
It was all coal fires.
No. We used to walk up the road and see who'd got the prettiest window down our street, because all the frost would be inside. You'd get pretty patterns, wouldn't you, inside your window. And we used to go up the road seeing which of us had got the prettiest window.
And this is frost inside the house,
the window.
Not just outside.
No,
all
the pretty pattern was inside the window.
Right.
Thinking about the seasons, I remember the flooding in 47.
Yes.
High Street afloat, as it were. The river level across High Street. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was a year before I started secondary school.
Wow.
Yes, that would be 1940.
And the school girls in the high school were doing sandbags.
Right.
London Road.
Okay.
They were filling sandbags and putting them the side.
Yes, they've got sandbags all along Commercial Road opposite the Vine Inn.
Okay.
There. I can remember the river being right up to the top. And the train bridge we were talking about near the forge.
Yes.
Now, I used to go to Sunday school every Sunday.
Yes.
I was a good girl.
Yes. Glad to hear it.
I had to be.
You would be.
And I could remember I went to Sunday school, and when I came back, the river must have gone up, and it was just about touching the bridge, and I was frightened to come back home because it was so near the bridge.
Okay.
So I took a leap and ran across it.
Okay.
And I can remember, you know, it coming over there.
And I know that there were extensive drainage works and there were locks built in the, or channels dug in the early 50s. I think people call it the
Coronation Channel
or something.
Coronation Channel
like
was cut for the, that's right, because of the floods.
Was that a reaction to the floods?
Yes.
It didn't happen again. So you can't remember there being severe floods after that time?
No, that was an ideal solution.
That was it, wasn't it?
Okay.
Not in Spalding, did they?
No.
They had it further down.
Yes.
Sort of further out towards the wash.
Yes.
When
yes.
they built the lock gates, it did just come over there a bit.
Okay.
Because the banks weren't high enough.
Right, okay. And you've alluded to the fact that there's quite a lot of, you know, community spirit. So everybody in the street used to put the ashes down to try and help with the potholes.
Yes.
What was it like in the community? So did you all know your neighbours?
Oh, yes. We all, when it was bonfire night, we all gathered together, didn't we? We each brought a few fireworks. Used to bring them in front of our house because we were sort of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And my mum used to either make chips for everybody or she used to be making jacket potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Bonfire night.
Yeah.
What about big celebrations? So I'm thinking, you might not remember this, but you know, things like V-Day or certainly the coronation, for example. Do you remember any of the celebrations for that?
V-Day, we all dressed up. There was a party in the field at the top of the road, wasn't there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we all went in fancy dress. And it was a typical, a bit like a street party, but it was just the children.
Right.
Do you remember that?
No, Alec wasn't born then.
But yes, I remember that. And it was all Willow Walk, a lot of Albert Street.
Yes.
Green Road.
That's right.
Yes. All went together.
Quite a large area.
Yeah.
Really.
And I know it. Very often it's like a what they call a truism, but did you lock your doors? Did you? Was there that sort of same necessity to do that?
No. You could go up to the shop top of the road and leave your door open, it was fine.
Well, yeah. We used to have the front door, we could leave on the chain. It was only a little hook and an eye on the door, and just used to leave it like that quite often.
Yeah.
Not go out of the house, not leave it like that unoccupied, but generally you could leave it like that.
The only time you'd lock your house is if you went away on holiday. It was nothing for if we was playing and you'd gone down Willow Walk and you suddenly decided you wanted to go to Osier Road.
Yeah.
Whoever you was playing with, you'd say, come on, and then we just walk straight to the house to get to the out through the back.
And that leads me nicely on to if we can start with you, Alec and Dorian, and I'll move on to you, May, if I may. Is holidays. Obviously not everybody was lucky enough to have holidays, but do you remember going away or having even days away at the seaside?
I remember having a week away. Most used to be Yarmouth in the guest house for a long while.
Okay.
And then I should say when I was about 10 or 11, we started going to a Butlins.
Right.
Which was a low cost holiday then everything as it is now.
Yeah.
We never had holidays.
Indeed.
We used to go out on the Sunday school outing. That was our treat.
Okay.
Every year. We'd go on either a bus or a train.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you was younger, I remember, do you remember Auntie May had been on holiday and left you a bucket and spade at Skegness, and that was the first holiday we'd had.
No.
Well, me, well, such a thing, but
yeah.
You did get the more holidays.
Well, you went abroad more on your own, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that was when afterwards. I was at work, wasn't it?
Yeah. And you, May, were you lucky enough to go on holiday?
Yes, we used to go most years to Skegness. That was the annual holiday, the 1 week. And very enjoyable. We went on the train occasionally, and one or two occasions, my cousin, who just recently got a car, took us over.
Yes.
But that was the holiday, yes.
Right.
And like Doreen, days, Sunday school trips, that sort of thing.
Yes.
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 That was it.
Well, we did used to get a day out when my brother got a car.
Really?
Because I used to be learning to drive. And it used to be then, go out to one of the stately homes or day at the seaside.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not until he got his car, which would be... What about 66? Early '60s.
Early '60s. And do you remember there being? I mean, obviously you were school children at the time, but do you remember there generally being, as you got older, a little more money being about? Do you think things were a little bit more comfortable?
I didn't notice that. We all seem to be short, I think.
And people were paid weekly. Or
yes, weekly.
Yes.
weekly in cash.
In cash.
We never seemed to have spare for treats. It was just general.
Okay.
You know, I mean, my mother used to write a list out for groceries, and I remember saying to her one day, can't we order something different? Mum used to say, no, that's all we can afford. It was flour, sugar, butter, margarine and lard for baking, and that was it.
And I know it's a very hard thing to remember from so long ago, but if you're talking about, I don't know, the early 1950s, let's say, and we're talking about the old pounds, shillings and pence, how much is a loaf of bread, just to put it into perspective for people today?
Oh, I think I can remember, can you?
I think I can remember for about sixpence.
Sixpence. And
it didn't stay there long, though.
No. And can you remember anything about the other sort of staples that you would have had, so things like milk or cheese or bits and pieces like that? What did things cost?
I can't remember.
That was,
you see, as a child, you don't remember those things. Your mother sees to that, so you don't sort of remember, do you? I can't remember.
But it was a few pennies.
I can't remember that.
I can remember going to buy them, though, with my mother, when you bought a bag of sugar.
Mm.
So in a blue bag,
in a blue
usually.
Bag, yes.
Yes, a stiff blue bag.
Mm.
And going into the shop and the smell of the coffee grinding
was
delicious.
Yes.
But you didn't buy it as we buy it now, ready packed.
It was all loose.
It was all loose, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Biscuits and...
Yes.
Sugar and flour, I can't remember whether that was in bags.
I don't know. I think it might have been in bags. I know we used to have a market stall on the market in Spalding, and they used to have biscuits. Mm. They used to have rows of the deep tins of biscuits all in rows.
Mm.
And they wouldn't allow that now, but they were all open. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And because they used to be nearly all, I can't remember how much they were, but they used to be the same price.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember I used to say to Mum, can we have one of every one? You know, and she used to say, would you mix them? And they would mix them up for you.
Okay.
And then you'd take them home in a little bag. No pre-packed bags.
There was a range like that in Woolworths.
Yes.
They had them.
Mm.
And when I was in the senior part of secondary school, that was our joke. If we didn't pass our exams, that's where we were going to work. the biscuit country in Woolworths.
The ignominy of working at the biscuit. Okay.
I was going to say, going back to, you were talking about us playing together and all that. But we haven't mentioned that. Do you want that mentioned?
Absolutely.
I've got a list here of what we used to do. If I've left any out, you'll have to tell me.
We were very lucky because there was a group of us and we got on very well together, didn't
we? Mm,
all the children down the road, the boys and the girls,
six of us,
all mixed together.
And we were regularly playing together in Osier Road.
And how long have you two known one another, Doreen May?
All the time.
Many, many decades.
It was, we were more or less the same.
Number 28 and number 34.
Mm.
And then there were two lads at 33. And a girl at 35, and we were the nucleus of it, really, weren't we, for many years.
And then there used to be the Hines
and
the side,
Hines
they, that
came
that
to join
family
us sometime,
was as well. Yes, yeah.
And we had somewhere to play in the lane, we used to call it, and that was great, wasn't
it? Yes, yeah. We just made our own fun.
Sorry, I interrupted.
That's all right.
I don't know
what you want to do, because I've just got a few things. What you've put up, what I've got here. We used to play leapfrog, and we used to play bowling a hoop. I don't know whether you know what that is.
I know what a hoop is, and I know what bowling is, but what's bowling a hoop?
Well, we used to have a big round metal hoop. Everybody used to have one, didn't they? We used to have a piece of stick, sort of roll this hoop along, sort of keep hitting it with the stick, you know, like this, to keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Rolling all up the street, we used to do that. We used to play hide and seek, whip and top. We had the mushroom shape.
What's whip and top, sorry?
Oh. Sorry, you don't know what a whip and top is. So. Well, we used to have a piece of wood with a string on it.
Yep.
And we used to have these, like a spinning top. One was shaped, sort of, they called it the mushroom shape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some of them were like a carrot shape. We used to call them carrots. I used to love them because other people used to say, I can't make them go. Yeah, please. So we used to wind the string round this top and then sort of go like that with it, and then the top would come off the string spinning, and you kept whipping it until the top went.
Sounds like there was an art to doing it.
Yes. Right. When I showed my grandchildren how to do it, they laughed, they giggled and giggled and giggled. They thought it was hilarious. Grandma, you can do it.
I've seen my mother hula hoop, but I mean, you know.
Oh, no, I did hula hoop. I don't think I did. Did you? No, that came in when when Mandy was at school, I think. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I came in before then.
And then were you?
I was hula hooping.
Sorry. Mm. And then we used to. You can still get whipping tops, I think, now, because I bought a set for my grandchildren. Well, you know, but anyway, sorry, going off. We used to play tennis, didn't we? And we used to draw the tennis court, didn't we? Remember, we used to draw the tennis court on the soil, because it was a soil lane.
Yeah.
And then we used to play the cricket and mark the cricket pitch out. And we, like you say, play rounders. We used to play obstacle races, and we made our own obstacles to jump over.
Yes, it was all the matter of making your own stumps for the cricket.
And yes.
Where are we going to when we did rounders? That gate post, first post, that one's the second post.
Yeah.
It all came from us. We made it up as we went to
the Yeah. And then we used to play what they called off the ground. Do you remember that?
No.
A group of us used to be... We had one person who was chasing, like, you know, and the group of us used to run around, and if the person who came near you, you had to get somewhere so you was off the ground, you know, you climb up on something, and if you was off the ground, of course you got caught, so then you had to chase the others.
Okay.
We used to do that.
Roller skating was the best thing.
Yes.
Oh, that was great.
And could you buy the roller skates, or did you...
They were gifts, Christmas gifts. Okay. Oh, I must have roller skates.
Yes, that's all I wanted for Christmas was my roller skates. And that's the only time I was allowed out on a Sunday to go and play, to have a little go on my roller skates. Because we were never allowed to go out to play, were we? Not on a Sunday morning. And then, like you say, we used to have a big rope. Even the parents used to come out and turn the ropes for us, didn't they?
Yes.
And we all used, the boys and girls, we all sort of played in the big rope, didn't we? Skipping.
So Sundays were very different. So what would I, you know, if I was back in, I don't know, let's call it, if I'm back in 1950,
mm-hmm.
and it's a Sunday, what options have I got open to me as a child? What do I do?
You play in your own yard, either in your sandpit, or with your dinky toys, or if you was lucky, you'd be playing cards with your parents and your family. But I was never allowed out the gate on a Sunday.
No, we didn't play on a Sunday.
You was allowed out probably, but we weren't. We were allowed. I used to sit and do jigsaws on Sunday morning, then we used to have dinner, and in the afternoon. I had to go to Sunday school, as I said before.
Sunday school in the afternoon, usually.
And then at night, we used to sit colouring your colouring books and whatever.
Summer particularly, I can remember going for long walks with my parents on a Sunday evening.
Okay.
That was lovely. We used to go for miles.
Mm.
And then when I had a bicycle, I can remember being taught to ride, terrified of falling off the bike, and my father used to hold on, the mother used to hold the seat at the back, and I used to say, don't let it go, will you, don't let it go, and there they were walking and let it go ages ago.
They'd already let it.
Yes, but we used to have cycle rides then when I could ride.
And all shops were closed?
Yes.
Could you buy anything on a Sunday?
No.
It's very different from today.
When I was saying about having to stay in, that was winter time. I was the same as me.
Yeah.
We did go for long walks. Yeah. We used to walk from Spalding right down to Pinchbeck and back again. Okay.
And the droves were there then. Peck's drove and Cunningham's drove.
Okay.
And that was a lovely walk. Or they were lovely walks.
Yes. Yes. Sorry, I interrupted you.
That's all right. I think I'd got most of it. Oh, we used to play paper chase. Do you remember playing paper chase?
No.
We used to hide little notes different places. And sometimes, say, the parents used to. I remember Wynne West, she used to play with us. You'd sort of, used to write a little note to correspond with somebody's house.
Okay.
You say you'd probably, I think, what did I put here, you'd probably put, I'm not east, but I am at somebody's house. I'm not east, so where would I be? North, south, east or west?
Right,
I'll
okay.
Give you a clue. Well, you see, this particular one, she'd write, I'm not at east, but I am at, this was west, we had a Mrs. West.
West, I see.
And then you see another one would be, I am baking or cooking in the blank. So where am I cooking and baking?
In the kitchen? Of
that's right, okay. We had a Miss Kitchen, didn't we?
Ah, I see, right, okay.
It's sort of, you know, yeah. We used to go around, you know, hiding these little notes and that, you know, we had some good fun really, like, didn't we? And we used to play hide. We used to play high jump as well, you know, we used to have somebody used to hold the rope and put it up. No fancy bars or anything, but just hold the rope up, didn't we?
Yes. You
remember playing high jump?
Yes. Yes, I think we were very lucky in that respect, because we had the facilities, like the road, where we could play.
Yeah, there were
several
of us,
boys and girls. and so I think we were very lucky.
Yes, yes.
And we all got on well together. We never fell out.
I don't remember you fighting. No.
Yeah,
and do you remember the wireless? Did you?
Yes.
As it would be called then. You had the wireless. What programmes can you remember listening to?
Dick Barton Special Agent.
Dick Barton Special Agent, right, okay.
And the road was cleared, wouldn't it? Everybody would go into their own house.
Everybody dash in. I didn't particularly like it, but everybody used to go in. But I used to go in until it was finished and then go out again. But everybody did, didn't they?
Yes,
we used to listen to the Archers and
yes.
Mrs. Dow's Diary, that sort of thing, you see. And
okay.
We just used to listen to all the programmes. Was it In Town Tonight? Programme,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And what sort of music would you have? Were they big band orchestras or, you know, what sort of...
I can't really remember, I can't.
Yes, Bing Crosby was... I know my father always wanted to croon along with Bing Crosby. Yes, they were big. Victor Sylvester.
I've heard of that name, yes.
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 Well, they were big dance ones, weren't they?
Yes, they were, yes.
Mm. It was mostly the news I can remember, because it was always... Yes. You always wanted to say something when was watching the news, and they always said, God.
Tommy Handley rings a bell as well.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Itmar.
Itmar.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. And what was the one with the, it always strikes me as a bit funny, having the ventriloquist dummy, but on the radio.
Oh,
I could never see how that works.
Peter somebody.
Peter Brough.
Archie
that's
Andrew.
Right.
Peter Brough.
Archie Andrew.
With Archie Andrew. Oh, that's right. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
And of course, I suppose on the radio, it wouldn't really matter if he, if you saw his lips move, I suppose.
No, it didn't matter. Because we'd not seen it, you after seeing it on the television,
yes.
You would think,
no. No, it's not much good.
But with us, we didn't see it, you see, so it
I
was
see.
On there. Oh, I tell you, I do remember another one. Do you remember Leslie Welsh, the memory man?
Oh, yes.
They used to ask this man some questions.
Okay.
And he could roll things off. He's calling Leslie Welsh. I think
yes.
It was Leslie Welsh.
Who won the football program, football tournament or what have you.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yes. That's just cool. Oh, and there was another one called 20 Questions.
Yes.
Yes. They had to guess whatever they were talking about, and they could ask 20 questions. And by the time you ask, that's all you could answer.
Yes.
And people would sort of give you clues. And then you've got the answer. I do remember that.
And do you remember so you've mentioned that you were lucky enough to go on holiday, Skegness and various places. But do you ever remember going to other towns, and how often was that? Would you have travelled to Boston or Peterborough or wherever, or
no, they'd be foreign places to us.
No, not very often. Occasionally we'd go to Peterborough when I was at secondary schools,
yes.
But younger, I don't remember
not
going
in
much.
And would that be for shopping, or was
yes,
it for...
Yes, okay. Yes.
We did go to, after you were born, we went to Rotherham, didn't we? Because
yes.
My father had got a sister at Rotherham,
yes.
And you was only in the pram, and you wouldn't remember.
Yes, we did have several trips to London.
Right.
And Mrs. West, who lived at the top of the road, used to walk, I think they were Cockneys originally.
Oh,
okay.
And they came to Spalding. Yeah. And she used to organise coach trips. And we went to the Palladium, various
wow.
shows like that. I remember because I wasn't a very good traveller on the coach.
Yeah.
Oh,
but they
remember.
Were great, and I know we went for a whole day once or twice feeding the pigeons in Trafalgar Square.
Okay.
And my father had been in London, lived in London for a time, so he knew the haunts of it.
Okay. And would it be fair to say that, really, you could get most things that you needed in Spalding? You wouldn't need to go here, there and everywhere.
Well, no,
it was very self-contained.
There were all shops, whatever you wanted was there, wasn't it?
And what sort of shops would there have been in Spalding? So we've mentioned, obviously, you all remember the forge, you remember the Dodds and where they worked, but that was for a specific purpose. What shops do you remember in and around Spalding?
We always had the groceries,
what you
and the butchers, and the bakers, the clothes shops, there was plenty of clothes shops.
Can you remember any names?
Bells, because my mother trained there.
Bells,
and what did they specialise?
Bells, B-E-R-R-I-L-L-S.
And what did they specialise in?
Haberdashery, material, clothing, wasn't it?
Ready-made
yeah. clothes. And I know my mother trained as a dressmaker there. They did a lot of dressmaking.
Mm.
And they, the dressmakers were underneath the lowest floor.
Mm.
And they had to have all the windows closed because when the tide came up, it came above the windows,
right
on the water side. No sign of it now.
And what other local shops can you... So, if I think of Spalding now, Woolworths has long since gone, but there's still Hills, the department store.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that a relatively new department store, or would they have been there?
No, it was Hanson's was the other one, wasn't it?
Hanson's was down New Road,
that's
wasn't
right.
it? Yes, yeah.
That was the other sizeable. Again, it was
dresses.
Material and dresses and so
okay.
on.
Yeah. And Pat Mills, remember Pat Mills?
Oh, yes.
On the corner,
thank
where they were.
Thank
oh, thank you.
Yes.
But I say, everything you wanted was there, wasn't it, really?
Yes.
You got your market, I mean, you got your... Thank you.
How far back are you going?
Yeah.